This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a hefty weekly dose of K-pop talk. And sometimes you get Genshin. Maybe we'll add a little sprinkle, a little hundreds and thousands. Just one piece. Mm-hmm. And sometimes anime, and I don't think there's going to be any anime this week. But we do have a lot of groups we're covering. Like, I'm talking like a lot of different groups we'll be covering. But of course, there's going to be mainly some Stray Kids. And the main topics, I think, that will be at the end will be a lot of HYBE stuff.
Yep.
Looks like Taeyong is sprinkled in there with some Jimin.
There's a lot of Taeyong, actually.
There's a lot of Taeyong. Yeah, that's true. But we're going to be covering so much stuff this week. So thank you for joining us. We are available on all platforms, as you all may know. And you can check out our recent videos and whatnot on
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Haley,
I still haven't posted anything.
Haley has broken her promise that she promised to all of us, including myself, and still has not posted shit.
Oh, goodness.
You know because who has posted?
You know why? Because you're too busy posting your new jeans.
That has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that's enough content.
Oh, boy. Yes, there's new jeans. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get started. Like I said, we have a lot of different groups and different like agencies and everything we're going to be talking about this week, because there's always just so much going on in the world of K-pop. I think we may have a little bit of the final chapter, possibly, on Luna.
Hopefully.
So we talked Luna a while back with all the craziness of BlackBerry and everything. And, it seems like we might see the end of the tunnel. The end of the tunnel.
The light at the end of the tunnel.
I can't even talk or think right now. Four Luna members have won their lawsuits against BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. Five of them did not. The reason why the four members won is because they had the same contracts as Chu.
Oh.
And so when they took it to court and everything, they
were freed.
The court did announce that it was definitely like not fair and not right. And so they won, but in return for winning their lawsuit, they are actually they're kind of shunned. They're shunned, or like I guess you could say like they have been suspended from BlackBerry Creative for now.
Do they even want to be a part of that?
That's
anymore?
The thing. I don't know. Maybe not. But they're able to break away from the legal contract, right?
Yeah.
While the other five members are kind of still stuck as label mates. So it's an interesting development.
It's so
for,
weird.
For Luna stans.
We don't even.
I know we
listen,
don't stand them, but
or
it's just.
Stand it, Luna at all, but there's so much drama with their agency.
It's a real K drama right here. Mm-hmm. And also, we like their light sticks. Or no, is that Dreamcatcher?
That's Dreamcatcher.
Okay, Dreamcatcher's light sticks. we will also be talking about Dreamcatcher, actually, surprisingly. But yeah, so I mean, with all that craziness with like Chu, I guess, you know, a lot of like she wasn't crazy, mm-hmm. right? She, I mean, a lot of people were really defending her. So, mm-hmm. I mean, this says a lot if, like, they actually won
right.
in court, right?
Yeah.
So, who knows? To be continued kind of thing mm-hmm. for in terms of Luna. So, hopefully that all works out. So, it's kind of weird because they're, like, divided.
Yeah, it's like, are they going to still promote so are as they
Exactly. It's like, we will find out soon enough because mm-hmm. I'm sure they don't want to just, you know, their BlackBerry is losing money even right. though they're really horrible. So we'll see what happens because remember they even like announced that they're gonna like have a comeback with all the members before like even though all this crazy shit was happening like it's like that
it's
meme
some mess.
It's that meme of that dog like where everything's on fire mm. It's like oh everything's fine
but
the dog
wait,
is BlackBerry creative yeah so apparently no it's not
what a waste because they probably printed all those albums and stuff too.
They're wasting their own damn money by, like, effing all this up. I mean, they just need to take care of their idols
for real.
And groups a lot better, to be honest. Take a note from, like, Hybe and, mm-hmm. you know, like, especially Hybe.
Right, yeah.
At this point. Aespa. So now we're kind of in SM. So Aespa is going to actually be here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. to perform at the Governor's Ball in New York.
Ooh.
So, like, some type of Governor's Ball New York City festival mm-hmm. thing. It's going to be in June. So June 9th to 11th, and I believe they are performing on the middle day. So they're not actually even headlining.
Oh.
But they're on Saturday. So that should be June 10th, I believe.
So you have to buy tickets?
Yeah, it seems like it's like a festival too kind of thing. Even though it sounds weird to have a festival or something called the Governor's Ball.
I always just like imagine like a, you know, like super formal.
Yeah, I imagine.
I don't know.
I feel like this is, I don't think of a festival when I hear the Governor's Ball. No. I think of a bunch of politicians
yeah.
and like.
Or like those military balls. That's what I think of.
Like in a ballroom
yeah.
in a hotel.
Mm.
And I think of Dwight from The Office saying his speech. Mm-hmm. that's what I think of. But nope, it's apparently a music festival or something in New York. There's actually a lot of tours. Let's kind of just like go over them really quickly mm-hmm. right now. P1 Harmony mm-hmm. is going to have a U.S. tour.
Is this their first time?
I think like their first solo tour.
Oh.
Like they're by themselves. Because, you know, went around with KCON rookies and
yeah.
everything.
And I feel like they had like a showcase and
yeah,
something in L.A. before.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But this is an actual tour, so good for mm-hmm. them. I do not know I'm sure the venue sizes are definitely going to be a lot
They're
smaller.
Small, yeah.
Don't expect like the Forum and
oh,
stuff.
Oh no. It's probably going to be like
maybe
Microsoft Theater.
I didn't even
something.
Look, but yeah, hopefully it's at least Microsoft or YouTube Theater or something like that. But that's pretty exciting for them, especially like this early in their career and everything. Mm-hmm. The US tour does start in LA. And it starts on January 20.
Mhm. Oh. So that's like tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. or when this episode comes
yeah.
out, January 20. And they end, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. You would think, you know how like it's usually, okay, they start in LA, end in New York, or
yeah.
vice versa. Mm. It goes the other way. No, they end in Dallas.
They're going around.
February 16th. So it's kind of weird. They start in the West. They go.
That's a short tour.
Mid, then they go to the East Coast, then they come back and circle around back to Texas, like to the Midwest.
That's it's
interesting.
A short tour.
Yeah, it's kind of short.
Month.
It's less than it's
less
even
than
less
a
than a
month.
So that's pretty interesting. Mm. Dreamcatcher,
mm-hmm.
also one of the coolest and best light sticks you'll see in the K-pop world.
Yeah, it's like
in the
a
K-pop universe.
Scepter.
It's like three pieces you put it together, and you make this freaking awesome staff, and you become a mage.
Yeah,
and you could fire elements from it. And no, you can't. I tried that part, but that doesn't work yet. But it is a very cool light stick indeed, and they will also have their U.S. tour as well.
Mm-hmm.
They will be starting, they're doing the East to West.
Oh, okay.
So they're starting in Atlanta, Georgia, February 28th. And they will end here in LA mm-hmm. on March 20th. So that's also less than a month, too.
It's quick.
It's pretty quick. They're just like getting out the way. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the same thing, too. The venues probably aren't super big, but, you know, the fandoms will always come to.
The will turn. The
will turn. Oh, God. Standing. GA. GA all around. Mm-hmm. Hopefully not. Here's another. But these. Okay. We have two more tours that we kind of know about right now. Mm-hmm. They are a little bit bigger mm-hmm. Than the two past groups we just said. NCT 127. Mm-hmm. That's a big group, right?
Oh yeah.
So one of SM's flagship boy groups. NCT is gonna be having this is where I trolled everyone. It's actually a virtual concert.
Oh, I was gonna say, but, wait, what?
It's the Roblox. So they're gonna be performing on Roblox.
So dumb.
It kind of reminds me of when, you know, like Blackpink was in PUBG or something.
Right.
So yeah, so they're gonna be in Roblox for 127 day. From January 27th to 29th. Mm. So it's like weird. It's probably like an area in the world of Roblox, which Haley now knows what Roblox is.
When he told me this the other day, I was like, what the fuck is Roblox? Like, I have never heard about it.
Tell us what it is.
So I looked it up and I was like, well, I guess I was like, is it like Minecraft? It's like one of those games that I'm not interested in. It's like, I don't know. It looks like Lego, kind of.
It looks like, yeah. Okay, I haven't played Roblox myself personally at all either.
We just looked it up.
Think of it as, but it did look like, I don't know, like a 3D Lego mm-hmm. Minecraft Club Penguin.
Yeah, it's like there's like a something. Mix of so many different like characters and stuff. But I was like, okay, that's so random, but cool, I guess.
Like and the Sims. I don't know. No, like, I don't know. So yeah, that's. So there you go. Sorry. What's the NCT fandom?
You Netizens.
Know? There you go.
like citizens,
but so this is perfect if you're netizens because it will be online.
Yeah.
Lore. It all makes sense. Last but not least, I will not troll you. This is an actual concert tour.
One of
this
the most crazy concerts. So actually,
he's already been. Touring. Traveling and touring
since last year
globally.
Yeah,
but he will finally be here
in the U.S.
He will grab you and bring you to the stage,
caress you.
He will allow you. He will touch you. He will allow you to get proposed to. He will pour shots of Henny if you
for
bring
you. He'll
shot
hold
glasses
your hand.
To the barricade.
He'll let you sleep on his chest. Ugh.
And if you're lucky enough, he will go to your apartment or house to have dinner.
And have a
with,
party.
With all your friends. With all your other friends.
Freaking insane,
this is the
this
one,
guy.
The only, Jackson Wang.
From China.
China.
My God. He's, like, honestly, his concerts are, like, one of the most wildest that I've ever seen
K-pop. It seems like it feels fake. Like, all these stories and, like, stories.
Like, honestly, like, Jackson Wang is living his own Wattpad dream, like fantasy or something, like where he'll fall in love with a fan, maybe. I don't freaking know.
It's freaking awesome. So he's a real one for like just how he interacts and is with, you know, his fans. It's amazing.
Like one of the, I think it was in London actually, during soundcheck, he asked one of the people, like one of the fans in soundcheck for their number. And then after the concert, he picked random people from soundcheck and asked them to go to their apartment and have dinner and drink together.
And they literally did. The videos are hilarious because it's like random people just be like, oh my God.
Like, yeah, like these people just,
they don't know each other. We're having dinner with Jackson Wang. And they're just like chilling in an apartment. It feels like college.
Yeah, it's like
college days.
Like he's your friend, basically.
So get ready for the LA tour because
he's gonna go wild.
He's gonna go to someone's house or apartment. So
he needs to be careful. I wonder, does he bring bodyguards with him at all?
The tickets are going. I'm sure, like he has some people.
I hope so.
But then at the same time, I'm sure like they all pass the vibe check, all the security. Mm-hmm. But for the because they're probably used to him. They're like, they know how he is, kind of thing. But the tickets I think drop tomorrow or
tomorrow,
January
Thursday.
20th. So also
the 19th
or the 19th. 19th.
Wait, yes, the 19th.
Okay, so yes, the 19th. And that means you could possibly hang out with Jackson Wang if you get barricade.
If you get barricade and he picks you, and if you have a significant other and he asks you.
Yes, this is very important. Please.
When he says,
understand
do you
this.
Have a boyfriend? The answer is no or absolutely not.
And if he goes up to you guys and he asks, do you have a girlfriend or
absolutely
a boyfriend?
Absolutely not.
You say no.
No.
No matter what.
Even you're single.
Even if you're married.
You're single.
Doesn't
just
matter.
With Jackson Wang, you're
even
single.
Even if it's complicated, even mm-hmm. if you're engaged, if you're married, you don't know. Just say no.
Yeah, because if you say that you have a significant other, he won't
bye
take
bye.
You up on stage.
Next person.
And that happened to someone. I bet that person was like regretting their freaking life decisions. Because they said they were honest and were like, oh yeah, I have a boyfriend. And he's like, oh, and he went to the next person.
He went to the next person. That doesn't matter. Me and Haley and even our other friends in our group, our K-pop group chat, we're like.
We're single for Jackson Wang.
Doesn't matter. Even the guys. Like yep. our friend James is married. If Jackson Wang went up to him, nope. Like, yeah. Jam, his wife knows the plan.
Yeah.
So everyone knows their assignment.
Otherwise, you miss out on your chance on going on stage and holding Jackson Wang.
That's
are you kidding
insane.
Me?
So, yes. Yeah. If you get Barricade, that should be the goal.
Yeah.
The only goal is Barricade. There's no other tickets. Just get Barricade. And he will be starting his U.S. tour here April 26th.
In L.A.
And he will end up in... It'll end in New York on May 11th. It's pretty short, too.
His is short, yeah. He's only doing 6. LA, SF, Vancouver, Chicago, Toronto, and then New York.
Yes. So, and then what? I see you have it.
What is Shrine
Auditorium?
He's at
the Shrine.
I don't know
that's
what that is.
That's a smaller auditorium.
Really?
That's where we watched Angels in Airwaves.
I'm surprised.
That's the Shrine.
Because,
yeah.
like, the ones that I've seen that he's doing overseas,
it looks
they're
bigger.
Huge.
Yeah, I know. I don't... I think he underestimated his popularity.
I think so, too.
So, yeah. I think he could have filled up, like, YouTube Theater, like, or something.
No, he could have picked, like, the
maybe,
Forum.
Maybe the Forum. Actually, you're right. I think you're right. This is Jackson Wang.
Okay,
GOT7.
Jackson Wang.
You're right.
He could have sold that out.
He could have done
okay.
the Forum. I agree.
But whatever. This is, like, an intimate concert, then.
I mean, if he's going to have people coming up, like, you saw how the Shrine was. It's, like, more possible compared to, like, YouTube Theater and stuff.
Yeah.
There's no way to like get up on YouTube Theater.
No, I know.
Unless you're on the stage already.
So, I'm excited to see those fan cams.
Me too. Can't wait.
Who is the lucky person?
Moving on, because we do have a shit ton of stuff to cover. Or that's what it seems like. Actually, I think we do.
It always seems like
let's,
that.
Let's kind of move on to JYP. Well, technically, I guess GOT7 was JYP, right? Twice, also tomorrow. There's a lot of stuff going on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Twice will also be having their release of their newest single.
English, right?
English, yes. This is like one of the songs for their comeback that's going to be coming out soon, too. But they're releasing on January 20th, 2 p.m. Korean time. So 2 p.m. KST estimates to about 9 p.m. Pacific. Mm-hmm. So our time in the West Coast, 9 p.m. So that's January 19th. So it's like a day before. And super excited. There's been so many. They've been promoting them like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I see like nonstop official posts and all this stuff from them.
They always promote them. I feel like
that's
JYP. Yeah.
But yeah, they sound good. They look good. I mean, of course, it's Twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So super looking forward to that. I guess from here on out, Haley will take the wheel for Stray Kids, right?
Yeah.
It seems like there's a lot that's going on too.
Oh, yes. We're starting with Stray Kids early because there's so much other stuff.
There's a lot of hype.
Yeah.
Hype is like literally the second half and it's a huge chunk. So, yeah.
So, Bang Chan, this was his first time being on the fan club bubble site.
About damn time.
I know, because like this
isn't that part of your job?
It is. I feel like I don't think all of them have. Maybe some of the members have responded to some like posts and stuff on there. So basically for the fan club, it's for stay members only. And you basically post anything you want. And in hopes that one of your Stray Kids members will
you just have to get their attention, basically.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, to get their attention, you have to keep posting over and over and over.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's not a one
again.
And done.
No.
You have to like, even if your content or whatever you're posting is really funny or good.
Yeah. Like, you have to hope.
You have to just keep going.
Yeah, because
it's like fishing.
So I guess Stays saw that Bang Chan was online during that time. And he had like answered like some posts already. So after that, he was on there for 2 hours. Just
good.
Just commenting on all these Stays posts. He was on there for a while. I was still sleeping. But some of the ones that I really liked that were funny. He's such a flirt, honestly.
So he's a flirt. He knows.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. So like I said, that you have to keep posting like repeatedly, like the same thing over and over again. So one of the stays was like, I give up, my finger hurts. And then she put like heartbroken. And then Bang Shan actually saw it finally. And he was like, here, let me hold them for you. Fucking flirt. And then another one was, Channy, I had a dream about you last night. And he's like, ha 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 ha, hope it was a good one.
Uh-oh.
Jesus Christ.
Hope it was a wet one.
That's what he really meant. And then another one was, Bang Chan, how can I tell my husband that you're my boyfriend? And he's like, wait, so I'm both? Ha 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 ha.
God, this guy.
This man.
This dude.
And then this one is just like totally random and like, because we like Pokemon. So someone asked him, did you play Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, which is the newest Pokemon game? And he's like, nah, the last one I played was White and Black.
That's a long ass time. Pokemon takes a lot of time.
He hasn't even played Genshin.
Pokemon Go makes sense because it's like something you just open the app.
Yeah, he probably does it when he's waiting for the concert to start. He just opens up.
Play Pokemon. Scarlet and Violet. You kidding me? He can only do that after he retires from the industry.
Yeah, so that was cool to see Bang Chan on there, and then after that, I never saw him again.
as soon as he came, he went.
I'm just kidding. Stray Kids also, they release Stray Kids Talker, I feel like every week, and it's just basically like a recap of stuff that has happened. This one was like, I think when they went to the MAMA Awards, it's been a while, but then they're just like recapping it now. But one of my favorite clips from there was Changbin. He was singing and dancing to New Jeans, Oh My God.
Yes.
I feel like he's such a fellow bunny. He's a hype boy. For reals, like I feel like he's always singing their songs. And then Felix just this morning was imitating Changbin and doing the Changbin's version of Oh My God. So he left on Bubble a voice message for a stay singing Oh My God. I was like, oh my god, they really love New Jeans.
They do. I'm glad.
And then
I understand.
Another thing, so Stray Kids this whole week have been dropping teaser photos for their new Japanese, well, their first Japanese full album. Called The Sound. The new song, the title track is also called The Sound.
Oh, okay, so that's an album and title track. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
And there's also three versions of it. Japanese albums seem very different to Korean.
They are pretty different.
So I think there's a version A, but this one comes with a lot of stuff. It even comes with like a Blu-ray with behind.
Yeah, remember like the Stacey one?
Yeah.
Like we have like a Blu-ray version and go for it.
But and then there's three different versions. I forgot what each one has, but you can pre-order them now. I actually pre-ordered them because Charissa pressured me.
Oh, peer pressure. That's what it is.
She was like, I ordered it.
Where did you guys order from?
She said cdjapan.com. And I asked her,
pre-order it together? Was it too late already?
It was too late. But she had already done it. And I was just like, I'm going to get it in Japan. And then she's like, well, you're going to buy it anyway. And actually, it was cheaper too anyway because the yen, the conversion rate,
it made it
like half for us almost, like the price. Because I feel like Japanese albums are more expensive.
They are.
I'm like, what the fuck?
They are way more expensive for sure.
So I'm excited. But the actual album, it releases on February 22nd. So that's when they'll ship out the albums for us. So if you want to pre-order, cdjapan.com is really good.
There you go.
the track list, there's two songs that stood out to me because Hyunjin wrote one of them called DLMLU. I don't know what that stands for.
I think we'll find
don't
out.
Don't Let Me Love You.
That's a good guess. I know, that was my guess.
Don't know. We'll see. And
Don't
then,
Let Me Love Underwear.
And then Novel was written and produced by Seungmin. They have like a lot of songs on there. 11. So that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that.
Speaking of Seungmin, there's some big news for Seungmin.
Yes, this boy finally got his braces off.
Yay, good for him.
I think he's had them since 2020.
It's been a while, I feel
it's
like.
It's been a while.
Like, ever since they blew up, I feel like he's just
always
had
braces.
Braces already.
So he's really happy. He went on YouTube Live last night, and then he
of course
was
going to flex it.
He was showing it off. He's like, they're gone. And then he ate curry. Because he could finally eat curry
Yum.
Comfortably without braces, basically.
Yeah, but having braces is tough. A lot of stuff always gets stuck.
Did you have braces?
I did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That was in...
How come I've never seen pictures?
I don't know. That was like in high school, I think.
Oh, I had mine when I was in like middle school, I think.
Oh, mine was like... Yeah, mine was, I think, high school. I think? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And then, lastly, there's a new Stray Kids code, which I didn't know was happening, but that's going to release... tomorrow. What the fuck?
Why is everything happening tomorrow? Or when this podcast comes out? It's like,
yeah.
I should say today.
So Stray right Kids Code, it's called A Day at Stray Kids Academy, and they're like in the old school academy, like the historical uniforms. And then they have a second part on January 22nd. So I'll be watching that tomorrow.
Well, Haley sounds like she has her plans for tomorrow already. So you're set.
Mm-hmm. That's it for Stray Kids.
All right. We will be getting into Hybe. Hybe is, excuse Haley's cough.
Sorry.
She's dying on the other side.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into Hybe. We have a lot to talk about with Hybe. There's just so much going on. So this is our resting point. And mm-hmm. get a lot of rest while you can, because... you're not going to be able to breathe or drink some water again for a while. Because obviously BTS is going to be incorporated here. So this is where I'm going to say, you know, if you're enjoying and listening to this podcast, if you're a new listener, because we've been getting a lot recently, because I think people have been finding us on our TikToks with all the videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. So just want to say, first off, thank you for even checking us out. And thank you for all the OG listeners too as well. Don't forget to hit, you know, that notification bell. Hit a press follow. Or subscribe or whatever the heck shows up wherever you're tuning in. Also leave a rating if you can, if you have a chance, if you could spare us like a minute or two. It helps a lot. It you know, kind of helps grow this, and also, you know, hopefully gives us a shot at, you know, getting, we're hoping to this year try to apply and get press for KCON. So that'd be kind of cool. And then, you know, of course we're going to be posting all that, and hopefully Haley will help post shit from that. But
it's just gonna be thirst traps of Stray Kids.
That's totally fine. Okay. Everyone enjoys healthy thirst traps so these days. So yeah, so you know, just give us your support there. Give us also like a follow, like on all our social media stuff
on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stan Podcast,
especially with those New Jeans videos. And of course, you know, Kai by Bo Lisa is still doing pretty damn well.
Still going
like
well.
All the Blackpink videos that we have.
Does their tour
that's
end?
Only like 5 or 10% of like what we even have on our phones that
no,
we haven't
I
even,
know.
Even uploaded.
It's a lot, honestly.
We have so much stuff. I do not know exactly when the world tour ends.
I think they're
going
to go Philippines still.
Yeah, they still have. Mm-hmm. I think like the there's, you know, they just finished Thailand. They're like going through like the South Pacific, Asia. So super, yeah. They're still doing really well. Obviously,
quickly, because I mentioned the Philippines. So Stray Kids should be going to the Philippines, I think, today or tomorrow, because they're having their first fan meet over there.
Oh, and ITZY just finished.
And in the SM Mall,
yes,
I think.
They're doing the exact same thing ITZY did. Then.
How did ITZY's thing go?
Like, it was nuts.
Like they get to meet them, right? Like sign? No.
No.
How did it work?
It was like it was more like the showcase. They just came out and people were, you know, recording and media. And the SM Mall.
Uh-huh.
And then they talked. You know, they probably did some more talking and a lot of stuff. It's all on YouTube. You can also see
it.
Oh,
I need to look at it, because I was like...
Then they just go, and then obviously they perform. And
so, but it's not one
crazy.
Where you sit in front of their table and get
it didn't,
signed?
I did not see that.
Because I was confused. I was like, what does it mean by fan meet? Because, but then the way that I saw, like, the thing set up, it looked like an auditorium or, like, a concert. So I was like, how is that a fan
it's
meet?
It's not like the... It's
fan
might
that
be
I'm
different.
Thinking about.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good, because I was gonna get really jealous.
It's not like the the Korean like fan meets, or at least if you're comparing it to
saw.
The ITZY one. Because
okay.
I mean, shit, ITZY literally just got back from the Philippines doing this.
Yeah, because they're JYP.
They're JYP, obviously.
Yeah,
so
because it was for Bench, right? Was it for Bench, the clothing line? Because I feel like, isn't ITZY in that too?
I do not know.
Oh, okay, because that one's for Stray Kids is for Bench. Yeah. I have to look it up. I'll look at it later.
I was like, what did you call me? Bench?
Bench?
So.
Sorry.
Yeah. So much for that tangent. So if you're still following, yeah. Give us a like, follow, subscribe. We're available on all platforms. Thank you for joining us. And let us turn the page to Hybe. Hybe, this is a, okay, like I said, there's a lot to unload on this one. Let's start off with Hybe in general, just Hybe, the company. Hybe and Universal Music Group, and we're talking about, yes, the same Universal, like Universal Studios, like all that stuff. They're planning to debut a new girl group in the third quarter of this year. So around July, September. And they'll start production on that whole thing second quarter.
That's
so
crazy. April, they're really pumping out those groups.
Like, yeah, like I'm talking, like this is Hybe. Another girl group. Plus it's with Universal Music.
Right,
UMG
it's a different...
is huge, especially.
Yeah, UMG is huge.
It's huge, especially in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, huge, huge. So this is really crazy, especially considering how well Hybe's two other girl groups have been doing. Obviously, Le Sserafim and obviously,
New Jeans.
So this is, you know, it's something a lot of people are, you know, kind of waiting for. And it, well, we're going to see what happens. I mean, YG finally had Baby Monster, right?
Like, right.
And I think they released some more like content, dance, like dance and stuff, kind of more like previews. So you can check that out, too. But yeah, Hybe is planning to we're going to see a third girl group.
That's
this year.
Crazy.
We haven't even seen them perform here in the U.S. yet.
No.
And like, please have New Jeans and Le Sserafim just like come here.
Well, they haven't even performed in Korea. Has Le Sserafim had a concert there? No.
Like a full concert, like their own?
Not a showcase.
No,
See, that's why
they've just been performing. They perform at like random like stuff, like universities and all that stuff, but not
and
an actual tour.
Yeah, and then like the music shows and stuff, but like an actual tour. So you have to wait till Korea has it before they come here.
Or they could do the same thing like with you know, like Blackpink and them. They just like world tour, and then first is Korea, and then a couple weeks later it's just the U.S. So we'll see, because I mean, like Hybe has a really big impact in the Western culture and influence. I mean, New Jeans in general, like, look at the concept. It's like all, it's literally like American Westernized stuff. Like the freaking, 90s. I'll bring it up again. It's just their like Season's Greetings alone is just like 90s nostalgia for like American kids. Like it's like
the sitcoms,
the tape recorder stuff.
Stuff,
like the Seinfeld, like stick, like sign, like logos. But the tape recorder reminds me of like, you know, Home Alone. So it's kind of like that kind of level. So Hybe knows that they'll be coming over here. And I mean, even in the fan, like my fan call with them, they did sound like they think they might.
Weren't
they
in LA?
They were. I think they're like doing promotions or like maybe they're getting ready. You never know.
Scoping a venue.
So we'll see. We'll see. Look forward to that. And of course, look forward to this third girl group. I wonder what kind of sound they'll have, because Le Sserafim and New Jeans,
they're very different.
Sound very different from each other, and also sound different from like a lot of the, you know, general K-pop sounding stuff right now too. So it's kind of exciting to see what that's going to happen. Also some sad news. Remember Fromis 9 came in were they with Pledis too, like 17?
Yeah.
And got absorbed. So like Lee Chae-young was like having a Weverse live, and it sucks. She had to like end it because there's some like assholes basically. I literally put malicious persons making personal attacks, but I'm just gonna say assholes because that's what they are. Like we're making like
bullying
her during the like the live.
About what?
About like, I don't know, about the members, about their parents. I was like, what the hell's wrong with people?
People have no fucking life.
And it sucks because I think I was reading the article because I was curious, like, what exactly is going on? Like, it's like one person, I think. And it sucks because like,
ban them.
That's why, like, that's what people are complaining about, saying like, you know, they should have at like
a moderator,
a mod. Yes, even Twitch has it. Like, random like Twitch streamers for games and stuff like have mods. Like moderators to like kind of filter and like check on the chat.
That's crazy though, because the chat moves like 100 miles per hour.
But it's easy once they find someone saying negative stuff. You could like kind of like stop and like find those people and just kick them, like block them, kick them out. So it's something Weaver should really consider, to be honest, like to kind of end this. So it's really sad. Like she like was crying and like ended the live. It's horrible for like, actual fans.
Yeah.
Like to see it, to end, have a, like a live.
See your idol being hurt like that. That sucks.
That's horrible. So hopefully we can still like, you know, like, please stop, or please don't do that. Or if you see people doing that, like end them, report their asses and shit. So let's see. Oh, since we're talking about Hybe, New Jeans, of course. I don't know if you saw this. This is insane. Did you see how?
I just saw it like from your notes.
My notes. Yeah. So yes, New Jeans. joins 21 mm-hmm. and Big Bang. Mm-hmm. Yes, that Big Bang, the one that we will also be talking about, that Suga said paved the way for even
that
BTS.
That they're legendary.
Legendary, and mm-hmm. that there's no BTS without Big Bang. Mm-hmm. And if you watch Suga's thing, we'll talk about it too. So mm-hmm. you need to see that. Like, that's a must watch
right.
for all ARMY. And yeah. I'm going to say that again later when we get to it. But yeah, NewJeans joins 21 and Big Bang mm-hmm. as the only idol groups ever in history to have the top three songs on Melon's weekly chart. Mm-hmm. Isn't that insane? 21's was Can't Nobody Go Away. And there was like another one that was in Korean. I couldn't read. Maybe you even know the song, but it was like in Korean.
Probably.
Big Bang's was Bang Bang Bang. Mm-hmm. We Like to Party and Loser. Mm-hmm. So basically these three songs were the top three at the same
yeah,
time. Like.
Mm-hmm.
At that time.
They released it.
Within like, each, you know, like this.
A couple months. Within.
Very close to each other. So NewJeans pulled it off.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised either. But at the same time, like for a rookie group that's only debuted mm-hmm. 6 months ago, holy shit. That's all I can say. Like, I don't even yeah. have words for it. And of course, the songs, you guessed it. Mm-hmm. Hype Boy, Ditto, OMG.
Oh my God.
So. Yeah, it was gonna happen with how well those songs were doing, mm-hmm. and it happened. So that's pretty insane. To the fact that it's kind of blows my mind. There's another article that we saw. NewJeans Hype Boy even surpasses Butter mm-hmm. by BTS, becoming like the most streamed song on Spotify in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane to like get that level that fast. Because Butter's been out for a while, and Butter's BTS.
Right.
But if anything, you have to also put it in perspective where Butter was an English song.
Yeah,
so
global.
It was geared towards global and Western mm-hmm. kind of thing. But, I mean, nonetheless, like, Hype Boy, like, came out, like, what, like, only, like, 4 months ago, too?
Mm-hmm.
And to surpass Butter?
Yeah.
That's insane. So, NewJeans. I mean, I don't know if we said in the last podcast or if I just said it out loud to like Haley or like our other friends, but you better watch out. They're going to be like the next big thing. They're going to probably be like the next level, like the next in terms of like level and scale of like Blackpink in the
right.
future. It feels like it already. They're already
probably
like,
even bigger than Blackpink, to be honest. Like,
I didn't want to say that because there's going to be blinks.
I know, but I'm just saying it in reality because of the way their music is. It's so different to Blackpink.
It's very, yeah, oh, their music is a lot easier to like
because
listen to.
Honestly,
to
like
be honest.
There's so many people that we know who aren't into K-pop or like aren't into multiple groups, but they love NewJeans.
It's crazy.
It's wild. Like
yeah.
it's not at the same time, but then like I get it. But and that's what I'm saying. Like not everyone can listen to Blackpink because their music is so like specific and different. Like the sound isn't necessarily like the easiest thing to listen
it's like
to
more,
unless you're a fan.
Unless you're a big fan or
yeah.
you like that type of like heavy, like
it's
hardcore
not hate,
type
it's
of music.
Like, that's how it is.
But like, yeah, so the momentum that NewJeans already has with how well they're doing, plus like the versatility mm-hmm. of like the music and the dances. The dances are very
unique
and they're also very like kind of like fun and easy to
they're
learn.
They're easy to learn, catchy, yeah.
Like that's why it's mm-hmm. like it's doing so well. Like they're killing it over TikTok. They're killing it.
Mm-hmm.
They even have that cap cut thing.
Yeah.
That's just for them.
Mm-hmm. Someone made it. A fan made
it. It's insane, though. Like, that's mm-hmm. that just shows the global impact and influence. So, it's pretty wild. Like I said, like, they've been, like, even their, like, pre-orders when we talked about, like, mm-hmm. the fan call, like, 800,000? That's wild. They've only been out for 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, this is insane.
Hopefully it doesn't put too much pressure on them because, you know, they're killing it right now.
I hope not.
And they have to keep putting music out.
At the same time, it does. Like, I mean, you can't help
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
They probably have a lot of pressure on them. Like, especially the producers.
Mm-hmm.
Especially.
Like, how can we top this song?
But they themselves, like the members of the groups, they're pretty damn good, like, professionally and
mm-hmm.
especially for their age and everything. Mm-hmm. So. Props to them because they're really carrying like NewJeans very well.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
looking forward to hopefully seeing them this year for sure. And let's move on to BTS.
Mm-hmm.
BTS. Who should we talk about first? Let's talk about Seokjin.
Oh
Mr.
my gosh.
Seokjin.
Jin, yes. It seems like even though he's in the military, I see him every day.
Yeah.
like an update from
him. It's crazy. Like, who are, there's like photos that are always showing him like everywhere. Mm-hmm. What are they, where did they come from, and how are they able to take and post
like,
photos?
Because I was asking Elise about it. I feel like it's someone else's like family member who has someone in the military.
He's not even taking pictures of their family. He's literally taking pictures of Jin. Got it. Yeah, all right. Makes sense. I would do the same.
Yeah, but like he actually posted himself on Weverse in his military outfit, mm-hmm. which he looks really good. And then he had to ask permission from the military. He's like, is it okay if I post on Weverse and then like make a message to army?
I bet the military's like, oh, yeah, of course. Jin, yes. You can do anything you want. Go for it.
So what he wrote for, this was on Weverse. He posted with his photos, everything is going well and I'm doing just great. I got permission from the military to post the picture, so here it is. Jesus Christ. Please always be happy, Army, and I hope you are all doing well.
That's pretty crazy, because like a lot of other K-pop groups and like idols, you don't get to, they don't get a purse like post like this kind of shit.
I feel like, oh shit, I haven't even seen Taemin in like how many years?
It's the only thing that you see of K-pop idols like that are in that are doing military stuff is that you see them dancing. That's pretty much it. You just see them dancing and performing.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So, that's pretty cool. At least we get updates from Jin. But there's another BTS member that starts with the letter J who has been blowing up and doing a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this guy's name, Haley?
My man, Jimin.
All of a sudden, he's your man again, huh?
He's always my BTS man. What are you talking about?
Okay, so Jimin Shi, they announced he's the next member that's going to be doing a solo.
Makes sense.
To be honest, I'm a little surprised. I thought it was going to be Suga. Mm. Like, I thought Yoongi was going to be next.
Mm. Maybe he's not ready yet.
Yeah, he's busy producing songs for a lot of other people. So, so Jimin, there you go. First is going to be the next in line for the solo.
Do we know when?
April? I don't think there's any updates specifically about that. It's just all speculation.
It has to be soon, though. Like, can't hold off too long because the other members are waiting to drop their solos.
Well, he has time now after he finally, you know, helped Taeyang with his kind of like his Gen 4 debut.
Oh my god, Taeyang's so cute.
Also, Jimin is the global ambassador for Dior.
Yeah, with Jisoo.
With
right?
Jisoo, yeah, Jisoo. Like, so that's pretty crazy. So, it's kind of actually to me, it's a little surprising too that they're all just getting brand ambassadorship.
Like all of a sudden
now.
There you go.
Like, what the fuck? They should have been brand ambassadors of a lot of other big companies a long ass time ago. Because we even talked about like the girls, like from NewJeans. That's wild. There are like,
I feel like everyone's Louboutin, just Gucci. Trying to endorse all the idols now, like all of a sudden, they're like, okay, we should get them on board.
But like while BTS they're still relevant, BTS, like what the maybe like it seemed like they were gearing it more towards females.
Mm-hmm, maybe.
But now, like all of a sudden, like we'll just grab some male idols now.
Yeah.
So J-Hope, Jimin, and they're also heading to Paris, I believe, right?
For the fashion show.
So both of them going out there together.
They already are there, I think.
I guess just ignore me and Haley coughing or dying.
Yeah, we're still recovering from being sick. Sorry, guys.
And Taeyang. First off, Taeyang also got a sponsorship. Did you know that? A brand ambassadorship?
I think I read it somewhere.
He's the first male Givenchy. So Givenchy is
The only male? Wow.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Plus, Givenchy is also under aespa. Aespa has Givenchy also, like the members. So it's interesting. It's interesting. But
it's like all of a sudden, like here.
See, all of a sudden, yeah. Oh, you're relevant? Here. Brand ambassadors. Just stamp it on you.
Hello. Hyunjin needs to be ambassador for Celine, if anything.
He should be. I think he's trying to get it out there, right?
He needs to be. Dude, he's always wearing their stuff. They send him things.
They send him things, but no, we'll not see. Yet. Not yet. We'll see. He makes sense.
Yeah, though. He makes
sense. He looks feminine sense. Enough to pull it off, too. Also, Taeyang. I mean, we're going to be talking a lot of Taeyang. If you didn't know and didn't hear, is he released his solo single after, I don't know, when was his last solo single?
He said 6 years ago.
Like before, like
before he went into
right
the military.
Right before the military enlistment. And so he came back. The song is called Vibe. Mm-hmm. The song is freaking amazing. And it features
Jimin
Shi, who was like a big Taeyang stan.
He is a fanboy of Taeyong, like legit fangirling over him.
Like all his mannerisms and a lot of his like moves and stuff, mm-hmm. I feel like he like it's styled after Taeyong. Like,
yeah,
it's like
he idolized him a lot.
Molded after Taeyong. So yeah, I'm sure it was a dream come true mm-hmm. collaboration for Jimin himself. And Taeyong too. Taeyong said he was super happy to be able to do it with Jimin.
Right.
Because I think he's been working on this like solo thing for a couple years now with Teddy.
Yeah.
Teddy is
2 years.
The producer of the Black Label, mm-hmm. who he's now under. And also Teddy is like the OG mm-hmm. from YG that, you know, did so like many Blackpink songs and everything.
Big Bang, 21. Mm-hmm.
So he's a legend in the industry as well. So, and Teddy was the one that brought it up in the interview that we just listened to that.
Yeah.
Watched as Teddy was like, you know, the Jimin's voice would match perfect for this.
Yeah.
Too. So,
he was the one that connected Jimin and Taeyong.
Kind of got like the ball rolling mm-hmm. and everything. So that's pretty crazy. So Taeyong also shared a story in terms of Blackpink and stuff too. Mm-hmm. I know there was something that was going on with Blackpink, right? First off, he did he kind of like watched interviews, right?
Oh yeah. So there was an interview. It's called. Oh, dang
it. It's from One the K.
It's One the K, and basically you search yourself on the internet. So he was searching his name and then finding all these facts, and then he'd say, like, if it was true or not. And then there was one that popped up on his search with the Blackpink members. They were mimicking his ad-libs because Taeyong always does, like, what did he say? I can't even remember. But then when he's, like, introducing himself, because they have music playing in the background, he'd, like, sing song, like, a melody to it. And then Blackpink at their
concert. Some Blinks recorded it and knew.
Yeah.
Like, they recorded it and,
they're like, they're making fun of Taeyong.
So, it's cool, because these are OG Blinks that, yeah. like, obviously know Gen 2 stuff, because mm-hmm. how would you have known that Jisoo was teasing and
exactly.
making fun of
Taeyong? You wouldn't know.
You would have no idea. And he, like, admitted that, yeah, they even teased him backstage before, like,
yeah, like
during his concerts back in the day. So, that was something really cool. And also, he did say he was close with Jimin, too, right?
Yeah, so what Jiminy. Happened was, like, the one that was doing the interview for One the K, they asked, like, oh, so you're close friends with, like, BTS. And then he said, like, I'm the closest with Jimin. Jiminy.
Well, I would hope so now.
Yeah. But then because he also met Namjoon from one of his art exhibitions, and then J-Hope too.
Right.
At that party.
Taeyong even had like another. Taeyong has been everywhere because he's been promoting.
Yeah.
And, like,
he's
has
been
so
promoting
many,
a lot.
You'll find so much stuff on content on him, like interview wise too.
I'm so happy because, like, I mean, obviously they were my group that got me into K-pop, and it's crazy seeing
and
him
with
now.
Your Gen 3 group.
Like Gen 3, yes, exactly.
Your Gen 2 and your Gen 3, like, mm-hmm. together. It's insane. That must be mind-blowing to see.
I never would have thought it would happen. Like, honestly, Taeyong coming back with an album soon, he said also. This is a spoiler in the interview.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, mm-hmm. too, when that comes in. But I was trying to say, too, that he did mention he was trying to get to go to dinner with mm-hmm, Jimin mm-hmm. and invited the wrong Jimin.
It's like, how many Jimins does he have on his phone?
I don't know, but he was the wrong Jimin, and then he eventually
he, like,
got
texted
it fixed.
The
it
wrong
like,
Jimin.
It was funny, like, he's like, when the person arrives, like, this is not the Jimin that...
the guy was, like, sitting at the table, and
this
then
is
so
not
he,
Jimin
ended, he ended up having dinner with that Jimin, and then later on he contacted BTS Jimin
yeah.
afterwards.
And
to have.
I mean, like, he's been rocking it. Like, he finally even has a TikTok challenge.
Oh my god.
For Vibe.
It's so funny. Taeyong, all of a sudden, once he released Vibe, he made a TikTok, and then now he has his own
TikTok
challenge. It's amazing.
And he's been doing it. Obviously, the first one was with Jimin.
With Jimin.
Then a few, like, really big, like, dance crews.
Dance crews, like YGX from
but
YGX.
There was two men that mm-hmm. Haley freaked out about that he had collaborated with.
This is insane, you guys. So now he's gone from my Gen 3 ultimate group to my Gen 4, Stray Kids.
Taeyong was with Felix and
Hyunjin. Like, what?
Oh my god.
I
Haley was freaking out.
I freaked out. Like, I screamed. Like, legit screamed.
In the car.
In the car. Because he picked me up from work, and then he was like, before anything, before I drive, you need to check your phone right now. Because I was busy at work. I hadn't seen it. So I checked it, and I freaked out. I never would have thought that Taeyong
would go into JYP, like, because it was at their studio.
Yeah, it was at JYP's studio, and then he danced Vibe with Hyunjin and Felix.
That was awesome.
I'm obsessed. Like, Taeyang is like bringing everyone together, basically, but wait, from all the different generations.
Haley, there's more. The next day, he came after me because freaking Taeyang was at HYBE and mm-hmm. he did two members of Le Sserafim to do the dance, and it was my bias and my record of all the fucking members to choose. So it was Yunjin and Yunche, and they're all like, obviously Le Sserafim is a high level dance overall in general. But Yunche is actually one of the really like the strong dancers too for the group. So it was freaking awesome to see them do the dance challenge. And at the end of it, like near the end of the video, he did a little anti-fragile flexing. It was freaking awesome.
They're so cute.
It was so cool to see. Like Haley said, like he's like Jesus of K-pop right now, like bringing K-pop fan wars to the end and bringing everyone together.
There's been so many fan wars, and it sucks, between when Taeyang released the video with Jimin.
Oh, yes, yes.
So
let's talk about this.
Toxic ARMY. I'm not saying all ARMY is like this, but there are toxic ARMY solo stans who only like BTS.
That's the crazy part. The toxic fans are usually the solo stans.
I hate them. Sorry, but then this is not fair, because they went on like Taeyang's like Instagram and then like the YouTube, and then we're just like praising Jimin, and then be like, oh, like why is it with Taeyang, like blah, blah blah, Big Bang are so dirty and like they're old men and stuff, blah blah blah, like basically bashing on them. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? It made me so upset.
Yes, and then it's good that you bring that up, because there was a special episode with Suga's show.
Yep.
Episode 3.
Yes.
How do you pronounce this? Because I know it's Wichita is a song.
Yeah, Dechita.
Suga in the front.
And basically it's a drinking with Suga show.
So, to all you single stan ARMY very toxic.
Yeah, it's fine to be a solo stan. But it's not okay to be toxic.
And then if you're saying all this stupid stuff, especially if you're bashing Taeyong,
you think
Suga and Jimin or any of the members of BTS are going to like that? No, because literally,
out of Yoongi's mouth,
out of the mouth of Yoongi himself, he said that without Big Bang, there wouldn't be a BTS.
Exactly. Hello? Like, what does that say?
Who do you think inspired them? Like,
it's literally Jimin. Big Bang.
Saying, like, Taeyang is gross and all this, like, are, like, they're old. Like, of course they're old. They're older.
Yeah.
What do you expect? I'm the same age as them. So, so F you, first of all, to anyone who said that. Second, like, yeah, I don't even know it. Like, why do people even start that that stuff?
Honestly, this has been going around for so long. Even when BTS debuted, and then they were doing, like, you know, BTS would cover Big Bang songs because obviously they like them. They love Big Bang. They idolize them.
Because remember, even in the interview, they said when Jungkook turned 20, they went karaoke.
Yep.
And then, like, they were singing Bang 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 like 100 times. And then freaking Taeyang was just laughing.
Yeah, they had, like, choreo and everything.
They were, like dancing and going crazy. So, yeah. So,
BTS, they love Big Bang. Because, like, when they were in middle school, Big Bang was their idols, basically.
Yep.
And before they even, like, debuted. So it's, like, it's wrong to say that, you know, Big Bang is, like, insignificant or they're nothing. Like, BTS is so much better than Big Bang. No.
BTS wouldn't exist.
BTS wouldn't exist without Big Bang, you guys. Like, honestly.
K-pop in general, the industry wouldn't be where it is today without, like, Big Bang.
They were the kings of K-pop. They're the first ones
that really kind of helped step it up globally, right? Yeah. Like, kind of reached out globally. So, it's nice that this whole episode...
I feel like it was
very necessary to watch this episode with Suga and Taeyang, because it kind of opens eyes to a lot of, ignorant ARMY that don't know better.
Exactly.
Because you see how much Suga is, like, embarrassed and fanboying.
He was so shy, and he kept saying, like, before Taeyang came on, he's like, oh my god, I'm so nervous. I've never been this nervous before. Like, why am I so nervous?
It's a great episode to see.
He was so cute, because I've never seen Yoongi so, like, expressive.
Yeah, because he's never, like, he's a cat. Like, he's not flustered. Quiet. He's very chill, quiet.
He was flustered. Like, Oh my god, he was so shy when like even Taeyang had said like, "Oh yeah, I've listened to all your songs, Yoongi. Like I know Daechita, and like I've listened to all of them." And he's like, "Oh my god, you know Daechita?" Like he was so shook.
He's like, "Oh my god." His face was like, "Oh my god."
He's like a real fanboy. So, it's so cute to watch.
It was
watch.
Pretty. It's a really great episode. I think it's something
super wholesome.
It's very necessary to watch this episode. It should be like part of a documentary.
I feel like
for like BTS,
it's like, good for Yoongi to do this because I know like a lot of armies watch him, obviously. So when they watch this episode, they'll be like, "Oh, like,
it was a win-win." Because yeah, obviously, it kind of shows an army that didn't know. And then there's a lot of army that probably just didn't know and
they don't know,
not assholes, right?
No.
They're just like, oh, they didn't know
because they only got into BTS like last year, so they don't know Big Bang.
Pandemic K-pop kind of people. But the thing is. after watching this, you'll have a very clear idea of who Big Bang is.
Yeah.
And the influence.
Mm-hmm.
Because of seeing how much the boys that you idolize them.
Yeah.
Like, they're huge.
They look up to them so much. They are huge
fans. And it's like, it was so cute seeing Yoongi like, saying, "Are we brothers now? Because you're inviting me to your house.
To eat kimchi jjigae.
With Jimin.
He loves. Like, and then like, he even said the stuff like, "I've been wanting to ask you and like, be all friends these with questions, you.
Yeah, like.
For so long. And like, this is the only chance now. This is perfect now.
Because this is a mentorship that I think they need. Because. Mm-hmm. There's no other artists, no other artists at all that can relate to them.
Except and for BTS, yeah.
Except for Big Bang. Yeah, so like all the BTS members probably, you know, they get a lot out of listening, especially to Taeyang.
Yeah.
Someone like from Big Bang, from the group that you like look up to.
Mm-hmm.
Like who, there's no other better mentor.
And then because like Yoongi had even said too, he's like, "I want to write a song for you, Taeyang."
So I think it's gonna happen. He's gonna definitely produce, and because
Taeyang was like, "Oh my god!" Like,
yeah, like, oh hell yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So
I'm not gonna turn that down.
I mean, shit. If he produced for Psy, I'm sure he's gonna produce something for Taeyang. So
yeah, he was so giddy. It was so cute watching him actually.
And I think with this kind of like, I want to go back to like the fandoms, right? So like you kind of pointed out some interesting stuff, like you know, all the toxic solo army stands that were. Bashing after the TikTok challenge came out with Jimin.
Mm-hmm.
When the Stray Kids TikTok challenge happened with Taeyang.
Guess who was like such a sweet fandom?
Stay. Like, there was like a very interesting comment that like Haley and I think a lot of people saw.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that stood out. Do you remember? You want to kind of tell people?
I don't remember. Basically, like they said, Oh, this is such a nice contrast from what was posted on from army stands to Stay, because like Stay were so nice because they were basically praising not only Hyunjin and Felix but Taeyang.
And they didn't know Taeyang still.
No,
like this is the first time they see like they've heard of Taeyang also.
Yeah, but then another interesting thing is that people were saying a lot of people that stan Stray Kids. Were fans of Big Bang also. They were VIP back in the day.
Oh, like the
Because
OG
there was
ones.
Like a huge gap. Look That's at Charissa. True.
Charissa and you.
Yeah. Basically, right? I mean, like, I got BTS in the middle, but then, like, for Charissa especially, and like, I know this is in the comments, it's like common. They said, like, "Oh, yeah, I was a VIP back in the day." And then they jumped off, like, the boat, like, the K-pop boat for a while, and then they got back into it for fourth gen, but they got into Stray Kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, that's probably why a lot of stays are like, nicer because you know they looked up to Big Bang.
Okay,
yeah,
that's true too. But I mean, just in general.
But in general, I didn't see one bad comment.
I didn't see any bad things for like as from a fear not to from the Seraphim.
I don't know what it is about toxic army thinking they're superior and BTS is the best band in the world. But
it's the superior like complex for sure for army.
Get over it, please.
Although I mean shit. Even Taeyang, like they know how huge. BTS is.
Yeah, they know. He was complimenting them.
He knows, like, the influence and, like, global scale that BTS has, like, kind of conquered the world.
Yeah, because Taeyang even said, like, "You guys are amazing now." And then, like, Yoongi was all like, "Nah, like, it's not. I'm not late." Like, he's being all humble and stuff.
Yeah, so it was a great watch. Something you should definitely check out if you have not yet. Also, talking about, I guess, to kind of, we kind of went up and just kind of peaked back down. Also, Suga... Yoongi is a brand ambassador as well of
Valentino,
and he was here in LA.
That's right.
Caught a Laker game. too.
He did, and he enjoyed himself a lot because he saw on the Jumbotron all those signs that said "Marry me, Yoongi."
Oh my gosh! And he must have loved it. People had filmed
his reaction, and every time he saw it, he was cracking up.
Yeah. So see, I think it's awesome to see how comfortable and like he's having fun. Like mm-hmm. Like the U.S. is like what 13 hours away. It's like the other side of the world.
Like he's always here.
But he's here. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's cool to see that like he's having a lot of fun and kind of like being comfortable and enjoying mm-hmm. himself here. He also like met Luka Doncic.
Yeah, he took a picture with him.
Who's like huge, because he's a basketball player. And Luka Doncic, if you don't know, is like this one of the biggest superstars in basketball right now.
How tall is he? Like 7 foot?
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's like six or something. Like Luka's pretty tall too, mm-hmm. but he's like one of the best point guards right now in the league right now too. So, and he's on Dallas Mavericks. So it's mm-hmm. pretty cool. Like it was perfect timing that it was the Lakers versus the Mavericks. Mm-hmm. Plus, like he also got another addition to his jersey collection.
His LA jersey. Oh, well, it was LA. Lakers.
It's a Lakers yeah. jersey. But yeah, because I feel like he's collecting all these mm-hmm. different jerseys, so
just
it's pretty
like
cool.
Infinity Stones. I'm
super happy for him. Super excited for him. And it was interesting. Just like one thing, I think we had a note here, but it was also interesting to hear them when you watch the interview mm-hmm. with Suga and Taeyang. Mm-hmm. They do talk about Jimin a lot. So
they
it
do.
Was one interesting thing way for they that Suga kind of mm-hmm. described Jimin mm-hmm. was like his how hard of a worker he is. Like he's almost like a perfectionist. And
yes,
Taeyang even said like mm-hmm. yeah, he's kind of crazy like
yeah, he noticed
to the point
too.
Where like he would just keep re-recording.
Yeah, he said that he re-recorded like 15 times because he wanted it perfect. Like if he saw something was off or like he didn't like the sound
and
of something,
Taeyang said he couldn't even keep up with Jimin because Jimin is crazy.
Yeah.
And then it was interesting because Suga, obviously they're like brothers, mm-hmm. The members. It's I like the fact that he said Jimin is like super hard worker, mm-hmm. but at the same time it's like comparing how like the he's got so good to mm-hmm. that level because of hard work, because he was only a dancer to start.
Yeah, he wasn't even a singer. And look how amazing his vocals
and
are.
And then he compared him to Jungkook. And he said Jungkook is like basically a freak. He's like he's super naturally. He's naturally talented.
At everything.
Like the natural talent of Jungkook is crazy enough where like he's not saying that like he doesn't work hard, mm-hmm. but it's like it's probably more effortless, right?
He picks it up really easily, like, basically.
Like singing, dancing, everything. Mm-hmm. That's why he's like the golden mangne.
Yeah.
So it's cool to hear, like, I'm telling you, just watch it. It's just, you pick up and it's a really, just grab your food.
It's only like 30
sit
minutes.
In front of the TV and watch. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Because, damn, we did pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a lot of K-pop. It was perfect. Look, we're already almost at the hour mark. And I did say we were going to do a sprinkle of Genshin. You want to just tell the people?
Zaddy Owl has been released.
Another Zaddy has come. The Zaddy of Dendro.
Yes.
kind of thing. So
I need to...
You need to play. You
need
to log in.
Pull him
to play him.
Not play.
In order to play, you need to log in.
Okay, I updated it on my laptop, so
I need to plus all these lantern events is coming up
already.
I
need to get all those wishes.
So we're gonna get all these wishes. We need to get these
13 wishes.
So check all that out. And apparently, Al is really good too.
I heard
one of our friends, Aaron Casey, was like he's like pretty damn good. So.
And she only has him at C0.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So just gear him up and just enjoy the ride, because I heard he's pretty damn good. And it looks
so
cool, too.
So are you going to pull for him?
I don't know. I'm going for the waifu squad.
I totally
except for Zadia, except for Archons.
I totally forgot to pull for Boba. I was going to say Bubble Tea Man.
Bubble Man. Yeah, for Boba Man. You missed out.
I did.
This is Haley. Oh, I'm gonna. I still have a week left. She says this every day. So of course, by like last day, it's gone. You work every day?
No. Exactly. But we were busy this whole weekend.
No.
I feel like we were busy the past 7 days, and I was like, "Oh, 7 days, perfect. I have enough time." And then I come on today. I was like, "Oh, Al has released. What the fuck?"
So
it's
you gotta
fine.
Wait for Boba Man again.
I will.
Yeah, so we have to play that. And also, that was a great episode. I felt like we had a lot to talk about. And I really am going to emphasize again, watch the Suga.
Switch-ta.
episode 3 with Taeyang. Mm-hmm. Check that out. Yeah, so it's super exciting. Like, I'm excited for NewJeans. Like, they're just doing so well, too. So,
Oh, I was going to say, in that episode, too, Taeyang also said that he's going to be releasing an album in April, May.
Oh, that's right.
Like, he's going to do...
He hinted a lot of stuff that, yeah. I don't know why no one is talking about this.
I know. But... Soul album, he said. He's working on it, and it will be released, he hopes, in April or May.
So, sometime second quarter. Mm-hmm. Second quarter this
year. I'm looking forward to it, because, honestly, his solo albums were one of my... He has good music. Some of my favorite, yeah.
He has really good
music. It's
very,
like, R&B, chill.
I'm glad that he did this with Jimin, because it kind of opened the door for a lot of people to kind of, you know, get to know and, like, you know, see a sample of what his music is about. Because that's literally his music style.
So, actually, like, Elise had just messaged me before we started this podcast. Mm-hmm. She only came into K-pop during BTS. So she doesn't know, like, Taeyang's music and
non-toxic
stuff.
Non-toxic solo
art. Non-toxic.
Non-toxic
she's
ARMY.
She's very open about other artists. And then she was, like, watching his show with Yoongi and Taeyang. She's like, it made me interested to check out his music now.
Great.
And she's like, I really respect Taeyang now after watching that.
Especially the way that he had... It's interesting. How did you like the fact, like, how Taeyang is, like, how mature he is now?
He has so much words of wisdom. But honestly, he's always been like that. But then I feel like now that he's older and he has, like, so much experience. Yeah, he has a whole ass wife and baby. Yeah, and he's the only one releasing a fucking album. G-Dragon.
I mean, yeah. Hello. 17 years, he said, right?
Yeah, 17 years he's been insane. In the industry.
So, I mean, it was also, like, you know, like, I've heard of Big Bang.
Yeah.
Like, I knew and heard of Big Bang.
Before he met me.
And Girls' Generation.
Right.
That's all I knew about K-pop before meeting Haley and, mm-hmm. you know, getting thrown into the wonderland of K-pop.
Yeah.
So... I think seeing this was really great for me to see because it really shows, I think, like just how important I feel like the past generations are to these generations.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
Gen 3 and it's obviously Gen 4.
Gen 1, look at that song, Candy by H.O.T. Oh, how many times has it been covered?
Even
by
the newest
multiple
one is the newest one
artists.
Is done by, like, what?
NCT Dream. They did a whole new cover. Like, a new one of that same song,
Gen 1. And a
lot of
people
didn't
even know that it's a cover.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm pretty damn sure.
People need to get out and research this stuff first. Just don't think that, like, it's a cover from a Gen 1
group. Like, you'll
group.
Eventually, like, if you're deep within, a fandom, and you'll eventually find out that it is.
Oh, they're like, oh my god, this song is so good. Same. It came out in 1996, guys.
Yeah. It reminds me of, like, remember aespa did Dreams Come True?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sounds so old school, and
it's
then
90s.
Come to find out, like, damn, yeah, it is super old school.
Yeah.
It's a cover, but they did a good job
with
the cover.
It sounds really good.
It sounds really good. But yeah, like, they paved the way. Gen 1 to Gen 2. Mm-hmm. Gen 2, like, Big Bang really, like, is the one
mm-hmm.
that, like, put kind of, like, K-pop on the map.
Right.
Globally.
Yes.
Like, we're talking about global scale here, because obviously K-pop is known within Korea. Come on, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, like, getting it out there in the West and, like, around the world, Big Bang... For sure. And obviously Girls' Generation, but kind of Girls' Generation was still more like almost like Psy, you know, in terms of like they're more known like for like not like the songs and music themselves. It's more like they're known because it's like, oh, they're a bunch of like really pretty Korean girls.
But then like
Psy was like a meme almost like Gangnam style.
But then Big Bang, like, actually they did a lot of world
It's like
tours.
The music themselves and the artists. So just think about that and just keep that in mind. Like it's. Like, if you start thinking of and putting in that perspective, yeah, it's wild and freaking amazing to have someone like Taeyang collaborate and kind of, like, mentor and, like, do
Gen
all this
3,
stuff
Gen 4?
With Gen 3 and Gen 4. Like, Haley still doesn't... Haley still can't believe this.
I'm like, am I fucking dreaming? I would never have... If you had told me last year, oh, like, Taeyang is going to dance with Hyunjin and Felix and make a song with Jimin.
Haley would never believe you.
I'm like, are you crazy? This is insane because like now I feel like anything is possible. I'm waiting for Taeyang to do the vibe challenge with G-Dragon. Get his ass on TikTok and dance with G-Dragon. He's your best friend.
Have him dance with his cats. Like have the cats dance it.
G-Dragon is his best friend since like middle school. So like I'm waiting. I'm manifesting.
Or before Top goes to the moon, have him dance in his astronaut outfit.
Top's enjoying his life.
Even though Top is probably the worst dancer you can have.
Yeah. I don't know if he could do that. Just kidding.
No, we can, like, he'll probably have to practice really hard and it'll still be kind of kind of like stiff, right?
I know. I feel like now after this podcast, I want to go and just like rewatch all the Big Bang music videos.
Go ahead. I'm going to have to edit this podcast.
I know.
So with that said, thank you all for joining us. It's been that was a great episode. Super looking forward to more of so much more shit that's going to probably drop between now and by the next time that you hear us again. Thank you.
When we check our phone, there's probably something.
Yeah, I'm sure we missed out already recording this podcast. So thank you for joining us as always. It was a great episode. Check out that episode with episode 3 for Shwiggish Shista with Suga and Taehyung. Everyone take care. Check us out on social media, Haley.
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Hit that notification bell. Hit that follow, like, subscribe, whatever you have to do. Wherever you're listening and tuning into us, we are available on all platforms. And give us a rating if you have like an extra couple minutes to spare for us, if you're still enjoying this. And as always, till the next episode, everyone take care, stay safe, and peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.